Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always like to have a little fun.
Feel that are getting thousands of them coming in a day, and we had a little taste of it with 50. My message would be, how do you think the people in Texas feel that are getting thousands of them coming in a day? And we had a little taste of it with 50.
Think about that. They interviewed a guy from Martha's Vineyard. Well, they interviewed plenty of them. I don't want to play them all, though. And every one of them had the same kind of mind. I mean, there were a few elitists, but God, I can't imagine. This is what they're saying. They're saying, I can't imagine what it would be like to have thousands. We only had a couple hundred. I mean, they say 50. I think somebody said there were 60 or 70 of them. But really, think about it. And this was causing a problem for them. I think it's great. I like the fact that, you know, they got, let's just be honest about it, right? They got a little taste of their own medicine. Very cool. And I do, I do think that that this is the way it should go down. This is the way it should happen, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm tired of hearing, you know, because of the last segment, or I guess maybe two segments ago, where I was talking a little bit about this. I just find it so interesting that people say, well, how do you say that? These people need a place to live. They need a place to go. And Martha's Vineyard's not a place for them. Why? Is Martha's Vineyard only a place for, like, white folks? I gotta ask. It's how stupid that is. It's just like when they talk about, you know, Planned Parenthood. We need more Planned Parenthood in the black communities. Why? What are you saying? You're saying they're more promiscuous? They're having more sex or something? I mean, why do we need more in the inner city in the black communities? They'll sidestep that. They won't answer that. They won't do anything to save themselves. Right? And here's another one. I didn't even know we had. You got to listen to this one. This is great. Apparently, they're singing in Martha's Vineyard. I didn't know about this. There were a couple of them singing the praises of DeSantis because he brought light to what was going on. Take a listen.
Were you surprised at all when Governor Ron DeSantis decided, okay, you know what, guess what, I'm going to send 50 of the migrants who volunteered to come to Boston, to come to Martha's Vineyard? Were you surprised when they arrived?
No, I wasn't. And I really praised him for doing that because it wasn't a stunt. I know the media has been saying it's a stunt. But, you know, how do you get the attention of the administration? How do you get the attention of Harris, who's supposed to be in charge of this? That,
do you think she's been a good border czar?
It's really a joke, and everyone knows it. Were you surprised?
Martha's Vineyard. Hello. Democrats abound. Right? Martha's Vineyard. And they're seeing it. And they're not liking it. And then they realize, oh my God, those poor people in Texas are going through this. Why can't the administration see this? Why aren't they seeing any of this that's happening? Why aren't they feeling for those people in Texas, Arizona, and other places? Right? You know, people keep saying, why don't we have an immigration reform? Why haven't we worked on it? Why haven't we done it yet? Well, 2013, Democrats passed a bipartisan immigration reform bill in the Senate. Now, you got to take this for what it's worth. House Republicans refused to allow the bill to even be debated. You know why? See, this is how they put this stuff out. This is how they put this stuff out. Because every one of these, remember what I said to you, I say to you on a regular basis. When you have a hardcore, hard left Democrat telling you that we need immigration reform, I agree. We need immigration reform. They mean open it up. Open up the borders. We shouldn't have borders. People should be allowed to come into this country if they're looking for a better life any way they want to. Right? I mean, really? What does that have to do with real immigration reform? No, it shouldn't take you 20 years to get here. It shouldn't take you 20 years and $20,000 to become a citizen. I don't agree with that at all. There's got to be a better way. There has to be a better way. Come on, let's think that through. You got people that really want to be here, really want to come here, really want to make a better life for themselves. Like, well, I can only go to the Italian immigrants. Many of them came here for that. They had sponsors. They came here. They didn't want to live off. You had to prove you couldn't live off the government. But now that's taboo. You can't do that. You can't even ask that. Right? So, again, it's just amazing. It's a different mindset. When Republicans, for the most part, talk about immigration reform, that's what they're talking about. It shouldn't take 20 years to get in here. You should have to prove that you know, I mean, listen, unless it's really bad, in most cases, when you come here for a better life, you shouldn't. Your better life isn't living off the government. Living off the taxpayer, when you haven't paid taxes yourself, you're just getting here. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855, always known. We're going to hit this hard for the whole hour. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
one. That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe McHugh, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want you. I want you to be part of the solution. You know, there's a lot of things you can stay away from the politics of and still make a difference. Really, sincerely. I know some of you are going, what are you, whacked? No, you really can. Because for all intents and purposes, right? All right, let's talk about the fentanyl issue. I mean, you really... Should be able to speak to that without any real, you know, political interjection. Honestly, give it some thought. Because at that point, it is everybody's issue. Now, here's the problem. We've lost over 100,000 young people to death by fentanyl. But as I started to say, here's the problem. Now you have to bring in, how's it getting into the country? How's it getting in here so bad? Well, it's getting in here because it's coming in over the border. It's being brought up with illegals. It's initially being sent from China to Mexico to be processed and then come up through the border. Once you start doing that, you bring the border into it, now you're a bad man. Come on, let's just be honest about it. You're a bad man, right? Ridiculous. Just totally ridiculous. And again, no reason for it. 855 Real Show. 855-732-55, I don't know, 63. So, I told you I'd do this before. Somebody sent me a note. Said, really? You're going to leave us hanging again? Yeah, I guess I am. Well, I guess I'm not. Let me put it that way. I love these TikTok things. They're an anomaly to me. I just can't even wrap my mind around them because they make absolutely no sense whatsoever. And yet they get their 15 seconds of fame, 15 minutes of fame, whatever it is. And they're usually they're younger people. And what I love about them most is they're blaming my generation, blaming their parents for everything that's wrong in their life. They take, you know, again, the party of non-responsibility, right? They take responsibility for nothing. And that's crazy. That's just wrong in every way. So there's a TikToker that says that is that what they're called? A talker? TikToker? Whatever. The reason that she's sick and fat is because of white people. Yeah, take a listen.
People are the reason I'm fat today. If white people didn't go looking for spices, then various sea routes to Indian subcontinent and other places of the world would not get discovered. And if they didn't get discovered, then East India Company would never come to Indian subcontinent. And if they didn't come, then the fertility of the land would not get destroyed because they forced us to cultivate tobacco and dyes and opioid, things like that, and that destroyed the fertility of my country. And then, if that didn't happen, and if they didn't exploit and extract resources until my ancestors were left with nothing to eat, we wouldn't move to this grain-heavy, very little nutritious diet that we have today. Also, if white people didn't come to the Indian subcontinent, then my ancestors would not go through 50 small, medium, large famines in a period of 200 years. That's a lot. And in 1943, nearly 3 million people would not have died due to starvation and malnutrition. And if that didn't happen, then this entire place and the people of this place would not adapt to survive on lower calories. We also wouldn't biologically be programmed to hold on to more fat because my genes, they always think, okay, you're going to die. At some point, there's going to be a famine. You will not have food and you're going to die. I would also not be prone to diabetes, high blood pressure, heart diseases, and all the other things.
So, apparently, every one of her woes, which sound dietary, not saying they are, just saying they sound. Now look, I've said this a million times before, I'm not going to keep repeating myself. If you've got a medical condition that keeps you from losing weight, or, you know, you're having a hard time with, that's one thing. We're not talking about that here. Nowhere in there does she take responsibility. I don't know what she's eating, what she's doing, what is she doing for exercise? Look, I'm fat. Yes, I'm going to use the F word. I'm fat. And it isn't because of a genetic disposition to being fat. right? It's because I eat the wrong stuff. I eat it at the wrong time, and I eat too much of it at the wrong time. Yes, it's that bad. And I can sit here and make excuses all I want to. Not me, it's my genetic makeup, everybody in my family's got some, you know, weight problem, whatever. Whatever I want to come up with. You know, but seriously, when do you start taking responsibility for your own stuff? For your lack of ability to find a job because you chose the wrong thing to go to school for? Right? Or maybe because the government has sent the economy into a tizzy, and that's why you can't get a job. But still, there's stuff you can do out there to make money. There's always something you can do to make money. Some people just don't want to. Period. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, so I got a feel-good story. Probably have to take it in the next segment. I don't do many of these, but this one here is a big deal. As some of you know, that I'm on a school board in California. And I I look at this, and I say, you know, it isn't all about being locked in a room all day, or several rooms. Crack the book open, and that's life. I've always been a career tech ed kind of guy. Shop classes for you old folks, right? Well, my home state of Massachusetts, whatever, has decided, or hopefully they've come to the mindset, that college isn't for everyone. Right, but what's the alternative? An old idea is to train kids in the trade of high school. Right, high school programs have had bad reputations as a dumping ground for low-income students. We'll go through this more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The Department of Justice announced criminal charges against 47 defendants for allegedly defrauding taxpayers of $250 million by exploiting a child nutrition program. According to the Center Square, people defrauded taxpayers when the federal government waived security measures for the federal child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. It allowed for-profit restaurants to participate in off-site food distribution to children. The city of Jackson, Mississippi is being sued by residents over the recent water crisis. The class action lawsuit has been filed against the city and local officials. It alleges years of neglect. And a McDonald's reopened in Kyiv, Ukraine this week that had been shut down since the Russian invasion 7 months ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe's here, host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I know you're tired of hearing me say it. Well, then do it. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, we're talking about career tech education. At least that's what they call it nowadays. Right, you know, I don't know. When I was a kid, they called it shop class, right? Industrial arts, that kind of thing. So, you know, the article goes on to say, and at first you start thinking, okay, this is them trying to get rid of or trying to show how the black kids have a lesser chance than the white kids do. But when you start with, and they're right to a degree, this used to be, in the days of industrial arts, they would grab the kids that were, you know, just jerking around, really didn't seem like they had it going on, weren't going to really go anywhere. And look, if I teach this kid how to swing a hammer, put something together, build something, he might make something of himself. So that's when the trade programs came into the schools. They were kind of a dumping ground for these people. Some of the kids were low-income kids, right? They just really, there wasn't a whole bunch of emphasis on reading, writing, arithmetic, but more emphasis on swinging a hammer. Many black students were funneled through these things, the vocational tracks. Part of it was to keep away from the white kids. I agree with that. I think that probably was very true in the early days. But high school vocational programs, they've changed a lot over the years. Kids don't even know what a vocational program is. Career track. They've changed a lot over the years. Right? They've increased the rigor, their academic rigor. And they expanded the career fields. About time. You've got construction and cosmetology to IT, information technology, healthcare, all kinds of stuff. And federal money, federal legislation with money, they've encouraged this kind of thing. They're looking for these schools. Look at, spend the money on this stuff. We want you to. So, and the labels on this. You know, when I first got into this, when I first started doing this kind of thing, The biggest problem I had is that parents, you know, they're like, I don't want my son to be a mechanic. I don't want my son to be a machine shop operator. And I go, look, this is not what it used to be. These aren't these greasy, oily, coats that would wear and they'd come home and their fingers were all stained. And not that that's bad. Don't get me wrong. But it's the thing that the parents get crazy. Look at these kids in the CRC field and these kids in the automotive mechanics and so on, right? They're making good money. Some of the mechanics, second year in, are making $80,000, $90,000. Why would you poo-poo that? Machinists make good money, too. So the labels are changing a little bit. It's not such a bad thing anymore. It's now called career tech. Career and technical education, often abbreviated CTE. Students are actively choosing instead of being passively steered in that direction. But here's the other thing. And I have to give, no, I think this went on everywhere, but I think it's over the last decade or so, Massachusetts kind of stepped up its classes or its training. Now, along with the vocational training, you have to have 4 years of math. You know, and there's a reason behind it. Think about what you're going into. If you're going into engineering, if you're going into any of that stuff, you have to have an understanding. The state spends a little bit more per student, but I guarantee you they'll stay off of welfare longer. They'll stay off of government programs. Why? Because you'll have a trade. You'll have something you feel good about, something you feel good about working at. Right? But I want you to think, this is the part that really got me excited. In recent decades, student performance at Massachusetts high schools dedicated to career and technical education has surpassed traditional high schools. Wow. So hands-on achievement, hands-on work, understanding why the math makes a difference, understanding that they have to know how to read, they have to comprehend what they're reading. All of a sudden, it changed everything. Test scores and graduation rates were higher. It's hard to conclude, you know, if you look at the raw data, are students really better off? I don't know. They're doing better, though. Their grades are up. They're happier about being there. They're working harder while they're there. A lot of vocational schools in Massachusetts now have very long waiting lists to get in. There's got to be a reason behind that, right? And this isn't new. This is something uneducated idiots like myself have been talking about for decades. But they would listen to us because we don't have that piece of paper. Now, a pair of academic researchers from Florida State University, they've looked at this. They've looked at the CTE in Massachusetts. They've studied it over 7 years. Ready for this? Students, let me see, graduating high school in 09, 10, and 11, they were able to compare those students to the same race, ethnicity, family income, and so forth, to students who didn't take career tech ed. Guess what happened? The biggest surprise is that the college rates were higher for students in five career categories: healthcare, education, information technology, arts, communication, and business. For example, 77% of the students who specialized in healthcare enrolled in college within 7 years of graduating high school. That's 15% higher than students with traditional high school. Look, a lot of these kids will go into a career, will go into, you know, doing auto mechanics, for instance. Everybody, when I was a kid in the 70s, are going to be a mechanic or a carpenter or whatever. Okay, and they would go into it right out of high school, or actually, while they were in high school doing work study, they would do it. And then they would go out and work. Some of them would go back to college after they'd been in the field 5 or 6 years. I knew electrical contractors, guys that loved to do electrical work. They went and made money. They were doing well. They were feeding their families and decided to become an engineer, an electrical engineer. You can't do that just by hanging a shingle and saying, I'm an electrical engineer. They had to go to college for it. Now they saw a need. They saw the reason behind it. And that's what made it different. 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 So you see this stuff working. You know it's working. And why we poo-pooed it for so long, I don't know. Maybe the parents didn't have the right information. I don't know. I don't want to totally blame the parents for this, because a lot of times parents want it better for their kids. Dad was what we used to refer to as a grease monkey, right? A greasy auto mechanic. Hard work. Usually dirty work. Done in the heat of the summer. Was able to feed his family, but wanted better for his son. Wanted to be a doctor, lawyer, or whatever. It's not the same now. So when those kids go in there, they're making better money. It's a better paying job. It has benefits. Right? And some of the results don't make sense. They're uneven. One vocational high school in Boston didn't produce any really glowing benefits. You know, sometimes some of these programs have been around so long, they're afraid to change them. And they start to take a nosedive. And then again, they don't, you know, as is the hitch in government, let's just throw more money in it and see what happens. And that never fixes it, guys. Ever. If it's taking a nosedive and it's going in the wrong direction, it's time to fix it. And you fix it, and frankly, sometimes you have to change it to fix it. And there's nothing wrong with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can sign up for the email blast. You can do all kinds of stuff up there that would make me very happy. You know, and again, read the stories. Some of those stories are stories I'm doing on the show. Head over to the realside.com. The texting. If you want text alerts, you want text Gojo, the word Gojo, to 77222. Gojo to 77222. And I don't do it every day on purpose. I do it, you know, every once in a while to kick you in the pants and say, hey, come on over. Take a look. Seriously. All right, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. A lecture at a hospital, Vanderbilt Hospital, actually. The lecturer opens up and says, hey, get into this transition game. It's a big moneymaker. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. No, really, be part of the solution. Don't be part of that problem. I know, you're tired of hearing it, say it all the time. I'm not going to stop saying it until you stop being it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I've been saying this for a long time. I don't believe for a moment that some of these doctors that are involved in the psychologists and doctors that are involved in the transgender movement, I don't believe they're all honest. I'm sorry, I just don't. Now, the biggest reason behind that, frankly and honestly, is because I've always said there's a lot of money in this, number one. Number two is, how does a doctor look at biology and say, no, this doesn't work? Right? It's still a mental illness, if you would. Something that requires treatment. And what else do you fix? What other mental issue do you fix with a couple of visits to a counselor? I don't know if any, there's something here that didn't smell right. and the doctors that have come out have been beat up, verbally abused in many ways. And then finally, I shouldn't say finally, then all of a sudden, there's a talk given over at Vanderbilt, and this person involved in this is talking about how much money there is in this. And I was like, okay, I've been saying that. Nobody's listening because, you know, I don't have the, what is it, I don't have the creds for it. But seriously, guys, you don't really think that all these doctors are going to turn their back? Well, maybe they will. Maybe I got it all wrong. Maybe they are, and it's just for the money. Now, it's a two-minute clip, a little long, but I want you to hear what she has to say. This is important, so you know where they're coming from and why. Here, take a listen. Maybe.
The financial vote in October of 2016, starting a couple years ago, put down some cost of how much money we think each patient would bring in. And this is only including top surgery. This doesn't include any bottom surgery. And it's a lot of money. These surgeries make a lot of money. So female to male chest reconstruction can bring in $40,000. Patient just on routine hormone treatment.
All right, so there's a lot of, I'm sorry for the quality. Did you hear? More than once. It's a lot of money. You can make a lot of money. It brings in a lot of money. The part for the doctor is $40K for the surgery. And then there's a bunch of follow-up business visits.
I'm only seeing a few times a year, can bring in several $1,000s, so that requires a lot of visits and labs that actually can make money for the hospital. Now, these I got from the internet, but it's from the Philadelphia Center for Transgender Surgery, which has does a lot of surgery for patients. And I just want to give you an idea of how much these bottom surgeries are making. And this is, I think this has to be an underestimate. This is for a vaginoplasty. They're saying they're quoting roughly around $20,000 for a vaginoplasty, but that doesn't include your hospital stay. That doesn't include your post-op visits. That doesn't include your anesthesia, your OR. So I would think that this has to be a gross amount.
Think about that. What's she saying? Now, one time has she already talked about, or has she talked about, what great thing this does for the young folks, how it makes them feel better, how it makes a substantial change in their life. She's not talking about that at all. It's all about the money, how much money she's going to make, how much money you'll make if you go down this road. The follow-ups, the hospital makes money, the anesthesiologist makes money. Right? Come on. Think about it. And again, when you look at this, they're outing themselves. But we've all known that, you know, again, you can't, as a conservative, you can't bring this stuff up because they say, you know, again, you're making it up as you go. Even if you play it, you show them video and show them what came up, they don't care. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Again, what the heck? 5563. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room. All right. This one should have been a no-brainer. It was, but I can't even believe they asked for it. So those airlines that are set out to keep you safe had requested, they requested to cut flight training hours. So if you were going to fly in a large airline, right, they want the training hours to be cut in half from 1,500 training hours in a plane to 750 because there's a shortage of pilots. So it was making them crazy. They needed help. Now, the Federal Aviation Administration of Money denied a request by Republic Airways to reduce the number of hours that are necessary to train a co-pilot. The agency said it disregarded with a regional airline argument for allowing over 750 hours of flight instead of 1,500. The Indiana-based carrier had sought the exemption that would allow graduates from its pilot training program to apply for a restricted airline transport pilot certificate. with the same reduced experience as military or former pilots have. Yeah, but you know what? The training that the military goes through might as well be 3,000 hours of regular training. It's ridiculous. So according to the FAA, the program does not provide an equivalent level of safety as the regulation requires 1,500 hours of flight experience before a pilot may work for an airliner. Right? He went on to say that we're disappointed but not surprised that our petition to the FAA was not met. Right? Despite the rhetoric to the contrary, our proposal would enhance safety by providing students a highly structured mission-specific training approach. Isn't it always funny how some of these companies and our own government tells you by opening the borders you'll be safer? By having less hours of training to fly a plane, it'll be safer. Right? Come on, think about it. The data proves that our approach works, would open the door for a rich career in aviation. Any student who can't otherwise afford to participate in a transformational career while helping to address a diminishing air service impact. Well, you know what? Pick a different field. Work it out so you can be there longer. I even want the guy with the white hair flying my plane. I don't care if he's black, green, red, or white, as long as his hair is white. I used to joke my first question to the pilot was, "You getting along with your wife? Everything good at home?" I don't want to have to worry about where this plane ends up. And I'm one of those guys that falls asleep immediately when they close the door. I'm ready to go. So I do get a kick out of this. I do find this stuff to be very, very, very interesting, for lack of a better term. The feds are talking about another jumbo rate hike. Now, here's what I don't understand. And I wish Arif was around because he could help work this through. So they're going to push for another rate hike. And what are they doing it for? To curb inflation. I thought that $2 trillion thing they just passed, or three, or whatever it worked out to be, I thought it was supposed to take care of this. Really? And you look at it and you go, okay, so what did it do? What is it doing? The Federal Reserve is expected to deliver a third supersized interest rate, and it will have serious consequences for the government and its finances, on our economy as a whole. The Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, a nonprofit advocate for federal deficit reduction, they estimate that another 75 basis point rate increases on Wednesday will add about $2.1 trillion to the national debt. It's already hovering there at $31 trillion. Right? That's a big A. What's a few trillion dollars between friends, right? While raising rates is needed to help fight inflation, each Fed rate hike means much higher interest payments on government debt. Listen, here's the thing. You know, it doesn't mean anything to the average person when you start talking about it costs each family $75,000 in taxes to pay off the debt. Well, what does that mean? How much do they have to make? Some people don't pay any money in taxes. So who's picking up the balance for those people? The rich? And I wish we'd stop doing that, because they didn't, unless the money was handed to you when grandpa died or dad died, many of the rich people beat their brains out to get there. Larry, thanks for that. I did not know that there were 300 people a day dying from fentanyl. That's just amazing. But the rich, again, don't take it away from them. You wouldn't take it away from yourself. You beat your brains out, you work to help out the community, make money, and live comfortably. God bless. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure.